USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said, a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy. I also appreciate the contributions of other parties in the region who have been engaged in working toward the end of hostilities. These hostilities have resulted in the tragic deaths of so many civilians, including children. And I send my sincere condolences to all the families, Israeli and Palestinian, who have lost loved ones, and my hope for a full recovery for the wounded.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After months on watch, the people guarding the Capitol are returning home. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Thousands of National Guard troops stationed on a rotating basis at the U.S. Capitol since January 6th will head home this weekend as lawmakers weigh a decision on whether to create a permanent military unit charged with protecting lawmakers and the building. The nearly 2,200 Guard members serving as part of the Capitol mission will leave Sunday, and D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says it's well past the time for the troops to leave.
The House has narrowly approved a $1.9 billion security upgrade for the U.S. Capitol in response to the January 6th attack. In addition to upgrading security, the money would cover costs associated with the damage caused by the riot, during which supporters of former President Trump broke windows and vandalized the interior of the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
New York Attorney General Letitia James' office is criminally investigating the personal taxes of Alan Weisselberg, the longtime chief financial officer of the Trump Organization. The investigation of Weisselberg's personal finances stems in part from documents shared by Jennifer Weisselberg, his former daughter-in-law. On MSNBC, former President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was asked who exactly in the Trump Organization would have specific knowledge about finances.
Well, there were about 14 executive vice presidents. That included the three children. So, you know, take the 17 at best. At best, it's 17 plus Donald. And when I say executives, I'm talking about Alan Weisselberg as well, Matthew Calamari, the chief operating officer. You had general counsel, you had co-general counsel. I mean, there were, like I said, approximately 17 of us. Now, it depends upon what the issue was, would make a determination on who would be in the office. For some unknown reason, being the guy that would usually have to fix Donald's mistakes and problems, I was in the office quite often for many of these conversations. Now, as it relates to his taxes and so on, that was always very private. So that would be legitimately Donald himself, along with Alan Weisselberg and a guy named Donald Bender from Mazur, the accounting company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.